The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
There's a certain charm about the Victorian in Santa Monica, California. A historic landmark turned into a vibrant restaurant and event venue, it's a place where time seems to stand still. Guests come for its enchanting ambiance, the perfect blend of vintage elegance and modern-day comfort. But for years, whispers of something otherworldly have circulated. Flickering lights, unexplained noises, and a chilling sensation of being watched have left many wondering if the Victorian is home to more than just its usual patrons. Some even claim to have seen her, a woman in old-fashioned clothing gliding silently through the halls. Is she a leftover echo of the past or just the product of overactive imaginations? What is it about this historic gem that stirs the imagination and perhaps something deeper? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Nestled in the heart of Santa Monica, California, the Victorian stands as a beacon of timeless charm. Built in the late 19th century, this historic property embodies the grandeur of the Victorian era. Its intricate woodwork, wraparound porches, and carefully preserved details make it one of the most striking landmarks in the area. But beyond its beauty lies a history steeped in mystery and whispers of the supernatural. Originally constructed as a private residence, the Victorian was part of a neighborhood of stately homes built to reflect the wealth and sophistication of its owners. Over time, as Santa Monica grew into a bustling city, many of these grand homes were demolished to make way for modern development. Yet the Victorian endured, repurposed first as an office space and eventually as a restaurant and event venue. Its transformation preserved much of the original architecture with modern touches seamlessly blending into its vintage framework. As the venue became a favorite spot for weddings, corporate gatherings, and casual dining, its rich history drew both locals and tourists alike. But it wasn't just the stunning architecture or the impeccable service that had people talking. Guests began reporting strange occurrences, events that couldn't be explained by the usual quirks of an old building. The earliest accounts were subtle, a sudden, inexplicable flickering of the chandelier in the dining room, or the sound of faint footsteps echoing down empty hallways. Staff members initially brushed off these incidents as simple malfunctions or the creaks and groans of an aging structure. After all, older buildings often come with their own unique set of quirks. But the reports persisted, growing in frequency and intensity. Guests began to describe feelings of being watched, especially when seated near certain parts of the building. A cold draft would occasionally sweep through the room, even when the windows were firmly shut. One server recalled clearing a table late at night, only to turn around and find the silverware rearranged in perfect alignment, a detail she swore she hadn't noticed just moments before. It was as if someone was still there, she later recounted, her voice tinged with unease. Digging into the building's history reveals a few tantalizing clues that might explain the ghostly rumors. While records are scarce, some historians believe the property was once home to a prominent family in the early 1900s. Local lore suggests that a tragedy may have struck the household, though specifics remain elusive, adding to the intrigue. Could it be that the spirit of a former resident lingers tethered to the place they once called home? Psychologists, of course, offer more grounded explanations. The Victorian's vintage design, with its dim lighting and intricate decor, could naturally evoke a sense of mystery. Our minds, prone to suggestion, might interpret ordinary sounds or movements as something more sinister. A drafty hallway, for example, could easily create the illusion of a ghostly presence. And then there's the matter of its age. Electrical systems in older buildings are notorious for malfunctions, leading to phenomena like flickering lights or the occasional power surge. Floorboards creak, walls settle, and wind whistles through unseen cracks, all elements that could contribute to the eerie atmosphere. Still, some events defy simple explanation. A longtime bartender at the Victorian shared a story that gave even the skeptics pause. One evening, as he was closing up for the night, he distinctly heard the sound of a woman humming. The melody was soft and haunting, drifting through the empty dining room. Thinking a guest had been accidentally locked in, he searched the entire building only to find it completely deserted. "I can't explain it," he admitted, "but I know what I heard." Perhaps the most famous figure associated with the Victorian's alleged hauntings is the so-called Lady in Old-Fashioned Clothing. Descriptions of this apparition vary slightly, but the core details remain consistent. A woman dressed in Victorian-era attire, her presence fleeting yet unmistakable. She's been spotted near the staircase, gazing out of windows or moving silently through the dining room. While skeptics chalk these sightings up to imagination or optical illusions, the stories persist, passed down by staff and guests alike. As the tales of paranormal activity grew, they began to attract attention from beyond Santa Monica. Paranormal enthusiasts and investigators have made the Victorian a frequent stop, armed with cameras, audio recorders, and electromagnetic field detectors. While some investigations yielded inconclusive results, others captured anomalies that reignited the debate. A shadow caught on video, a whisper captured on an audio file, these fragments of evidence have only deepened the mystery. But the question remains, is the Victorian truly haunted? Or is it simply a masterpiece of suggestion and ambiance? Its rich history and vintage charm create the perfect backdrop for ghost stories, blending fact and fiction in a way that captivates the imagination. Yet for those who've experienced something they can't explain, the line between reality and the supernatural feels far less clear. As whispers of the supernatural continued to grow, so did the number of reports coming from both staff and guests at the Victorian. These weren't just fleeting sensations or random noises. They were encounters that left even the most skeptical individuals questioning their reality. One of the most consistent and chilling tales involves the lady in old-fashioned clothing, whose presence has become the centerpiece of the Victorian's haunted reputation. The lady is often described as wearing a flowing dress from the Victorian era, complete with intricate lace and a high neckline. Witnesses say she appears calm, almost melancholic, as she glides silently through the building. She's most commonly seen near the grand staircase, a focal point of the venue's interior design, as if she's waiting for someone or something. Several accounts describe her pausing to gaze out of a second-story window, her figure backlit by moonlight, only to vanish the moment someone approaches. One wedding photographer claimed to have captured her in a photo during an event. While reviewing images of the reception, they noticed a faint, translucent figure standing near the staircase. No guests matched the description, and no one had been in that area at the time the photo was taken. The image quickly made its way online, sparking heated debates about its authenticity. Was it a trick of the light, a camera glitch, or genuine evidence of the paranormal? Then there's the recurring phenomenon of objects moving on their own. Staff members report instances of chairs shifting slightly, glasses sliding across tables, and even the occasional sound of cutlery clinking in an empty room. These occurrences are so frequent that many longtime employees have grown accustomed to them, often joking about the lady helping with the setup. One server shared a particularly unsettling experience. During a late-night cleanup, they turned away from a table for just a moment, only to find all the chairs neatly pushed in when they turned back. "It was like someone wanted me to know they were there," she said. Audio anomalies have also been reported. Paranormal investigators who have visited the Victorian often describe capturing electronic voice phenomena, recordings of unexplained voices or sounds. One recording, taken during an overnight investigation, features a faint but distinct voice saying, "Stay away." Another, recorded near the staircase, captured what sounded like a woman softly crying. Investigators found no logical source for these sounds, deepening the mystery. Beyond the lady's appearances, there have been reports of shadowy figures darting across hallways and unexplained cold spots that seem to follow people as they move through the building. One guest recalled walking into the restroom and feeling an overwhelming chill despite the summer heat outside. "It wasn't just cold," she said. "It felt heavy, like someone was standing right behind me." She left the restroom in such a hurry that she didn't even stop to wash her hands. Some theories suggest that the Victorian's hauntings could be classified as residual energy, essentially moments from the past replaying themselves without any interaction with the present. This might explain why the lady is so often seen performing the same actions, like walking up the staircase or looking out the window. Other theories lean toward intelligent hauntings, where the entity is believed to interact with the living. These interpretations are often based on the more personal encounters, such as voices responding directly to questions during EVP sessions. Interestingly, not all experiences are frightening. Some guests describe feeling a warm, almost comforting presence in certain parts of the building. One bride who held her wedding at the Victorian said she felt an inexplicable sense of calm while standing on the staircase, as if someone was reassuring her. "I know it sounds strange," she admitted, "but it felt like a blessing, like whoever was there wanted me to be happy." Paranormal investigators have proposed several explanations for the Victorian's activity. Some point to the building's age and materials, which they believe could trap energy from the past. And others suggest that emotional events, such as weddings and celebrations, might amplify spiritual activity by creating bursts of energy that entities are drawn to. There's also the possibility that the land itself holds significance. Santa Monica has a long and complex history, including its time as part of the Tongva Native American Territory. Could the Victorian's hauntings be tied to something deeper in the area's past? Despite these theories, no definitive answers have emerged. The Victorian's owners and staff remain tight-lipped about the paranormal rumors, perhaps to maintain the building's mystique or simply to avoid alienating skeptical customers. Yet the stories persist, shared by those who've experienced something they can't explain. The allure of the Victorian lies not just in its beauty, but in its mystery. For every skeptic dismissing the hauntings as mere folklore, there's someone with a story that defies logical explanation. Whether it's the lady in old-fashioned clothing, the moving objects, or the ghostly whispers, the Victorian continues to captivate the imagination of all who walk through its doors. And so the question lingers. Is the Victorian truly a portal to the past where echoes of history come alive? Or is it simply a case of old-world charm playing tricks on the modern mind? Whatever the answer, one thing is certain. The Victorian has earned its place as one of Santa Monica's most intriguing landmarks. The Victorian in Santa Monica is more than just a restaurant or event venue. It's a living, breathing piece of history wrapped in layers of charm and mystery. From its origins as a grand Victorian-era home to its modern reputation as a hub for paranormal intrigue, it has captured the imaginations of countless visitors. For some, it's the perfect backdrop for a wedding or a casual night out. For others, it's a place where the line between the natural and the supernatural seems to blur. Could the flickering lights and shadowy figures be chalked up to the quirks of an old building, with its aging infrastructure and drafts weaving through unseen cracks? Absolutely. Could the feeling of being watched be nothing more than the human brain's tendency to fill in the blanks in a dimly lit vintage setting? No doubt about it. But then there are the stories, the personal experiences from guests, the eerie recordings from investigators, and the enigmatic lady in old-fashioned clothing who has become as much a part of the building as its stained glass windows. At the end of the day, the Victorian's allure lies in the mystery itself. Whether you're a firm believer in the paranormal or a staunch skeptic, it's impossible to ignore the way this historic building draws you in. Is it haunted? Maybe. Or maybe it's just the perfect blend of history, ambiance, and a little bit of imagination. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.